and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
How's my picture burning?
And if you ever saw it,
you're about, you know, you I don't know, 25 milliseconds behind, so it sounds like an echo.
All of the other reindeer
used to laugh and call him names.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Okay, so for those of you who want to have a sort of radio notebook attention to oneself, tomorrow morning, tomorrow the Good Day program will be on here live. I'm beginning to think I'm going to be by myself tomorrow. Kenny's not going to be here.
Are you just getting this memo? Here's the problem.
Jennifer's not going to be here. Might be here, though. Roberta would probably be here.
I don't know. You told us we had the day.
That's the problem.
So if everybody made other plans, I understand that. But tomorrow, as it happens, I will already be in Los Angeles, so I want to do the program. And so I'll do it by myself. I'll get people to call, and we'll have, you know what we'll do? We'll have auditions tomorrow for people to replace Ken.
That's
and
so Christmassy. If you're not here, we'll replace you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
So anyway, listening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Christmas list of tunes, the first hour of the program tomorrow, is going to be the most loved songs, the most tested songs, the songs that women from the age of 30 to 49 like. The radio guy in me looks at these things, the little details here and there. And what I found in putting this list together, I was talking last night on the phone, and at like 10:30, I'm doing my homework because I decided I want to do this myself. And so I came up with all of these songs, and did I fudge the list a little? Yep, I did fudge the list. I'll be the first person to admit that I fudged the list a little. But included in the list, and these are all legitimate things, all legitimate tunes, Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson, Johnny Mathis, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, White Christmas, Bing Crosby, Rudolph by Burl Ives, Andy Williams, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Darlene Love's Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas by the Carpenters, Anne Murray's Silver Bells, Perry Como, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Judy Garland, Here Comes Santa Claus by Gene Autry, and Frosty by Jimmy Durante. Those are
Mariah Carey?
No. Mariah Carey's late to the party. This is Mariah Carey's
but these are, if you're talking about 30-year-olds, Mariah Carey.
I'm talking about the traditional tunes that go down over the years. I didn't say this year. I said over the course of one's lifetime, these surveys, that every year it changes. The ASCAP list changes every year. Kenny follows that. And there are songs that are on this. Probably every song in the list that I just went through is in the ASCAP list. But there are the songs you're talking about, like Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad would be number two in terms of airplay this year. Mariah Carey is number one this year. I'm just talking about the tradition from years and years and years of people who are women, let's say 30 to 49, who've been listening to these songs ever since they were able to understand hearing music when they were, what, 3-4 years old? How old were you when you first heard something on the radio that you understood? Roberta, when you go back to, do you remember the first thing that you heard on the radio, or the first, never mind radio, the music that you heard that you remembered? It wasn't, I bet it's pretty much always associated with Christmas.
Sort of. I must have been about 5 or 6, and my parents bought me a little Victrola, turntable.
Yep,
remember those?
Yeah.
With the 45s? Yep. And I used to play my own records, and I think that started me off as a DJ there.
Yes.
Me too. Yep. And to then make when people I was, come in my room for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then when I was 9, I got the measles and the chicken pox at the same time, and I was in bed for like a month, and my dad bought me a little transistor radio, and that's where I fell in love with radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the first song I remember, I can't specify one, but I know I was about 5 or 6 when I started playing records.
Mm-hmm.
Can I play?
Yeah, of course.
You can play, Jen.
Okay, so my first memory, and this is true, because there's video of it, is hearing Vin Scully do a Dodger game on the radio and falling in love with that voice.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Isn't
I will be distraught when his time comes. I mean, he is like, he's somebody I grew up with.
I think you're going to find this may be his last, he's 84, this may be his last season. I hope
it
isn't.
I don't know, people keep saying that.
I think but he'll be the guy who dies with a microphone.
He sounds so great still.
He does, he sounds terrific.
And the first time I ever met him, I cried like a baby.
I remember I met him at Dodger Town down in Vero Beach. When I did when I was still doing nights or whatever time of day, he put me in all the slots at KVC. So I remember that it was a double whammy because, of course, of the great affiliate I have in Vero Beach WTTB, and that's where Dodger Town was. I always thought it was a tragedy when they moved it, or a travesty more than a tragedy. What in the world are you doing? Why'd you mess up that nice, it's a beautiful
I know. That Vero setup. Beach was just it. That was it.
It was. Yeah. Anyway. So the essence of, to go back to the songs, Kenny, you want to tell us your story about what you first heard? Because you have a really good ear for pop music like I do. Yeah, I think, you know, it's what I prefer pop music over. And even when I listen to classical music, I want to hear the hits. I don't want to hear something by somebody that nobody knows, is the version of a song that nobody cares about. I want to hear the 1812 Overture. I want to hear, there are 40 or 45 tunes that would be considered the hits in classical music. But that's just how I grew up, you know, watching, paying attention to that stuff. So what about you?
When I was 3 or 4, my uncle gave me a 45 of the Beatles' Hey Jude.
Wow. Mm.
That's the first song I remember.
Yeah. That's the worst song that was ever popular. Really? You like that? I can't stand the way it ends. I used to fade out of it. When I was playing it, I'd fade out of the end because I just couldn't stand all that noise at the end, and I still can't. When that song comes on, I'll listen to about half of it, and then I'll hit the button, go somewhere else. Isn't that funny how that
I used to like it a lot, especially because I heard it on the radio when we'd go anywhere in the car.
Yeah.
But I also liked, when I had the 45, I could flip it over because Revolution was on the other side, and that was not like anything I'd ever heard before. I thought it was so cool.
Pretty amazing. All right, I'm looking at pictures, as long as we're into the music, the pictures of Christmas past that I found. My father had a 1959 Ford Galaxy. Remember the big moon lights?
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a 1960 Ford Galaxy, and I'm looking at a picture of the 1960 Ford Galaxy with snow all over it. And don't ask me where I found it. It just happened to pop up in looking at some of the pictures that I had around the house. I've just found some old Christmas things I hadn't seen for a long, long time. And it certainly brings back. Those are the sorts of things that are fun to look at, especially at this time of year, bring back wonderful memories, hopefully. I remember that car. For a number of different reasons, including backing it out of the barn and running it into a stone wall. That didn't prove to be very popular with my father. But it's funny little things that you remember about stuff like that. So the point that I started to make here, 4 or 5 minutes ago, was tomorrow, if you're up early, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time, we'll do a run-through of all of these songs that I did my homework on last night. So I'll tell you the story behind the song. That's what's going to happen. I have all the stories for all of the songs that I enumerated, and so I'll have those tomorrow morning live on Good Day. My end of it will come from Los Angeles tomorrow morning, where there will be no snow on the ground. I'm looking out on the farm here this morning. We've gotten rid of yesterday the fog and the rain. It was one of the most miserable days I can remember in a long time because it was just on the cusp of freezing, like 33, 34. Couldn't make up his mind which side of freezing it wanted to be on. And it was heavy moisture. Do you know what I mean? Just coming in and just when you go outside, it just sticks to you. It doesn't go. It doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. It just stays and sticks on you every once in a while, especially, obviously, this time of year. That's the sort of thing that happens. And so it brings around a focus on driving, being a good driver, We talked a lot about that yesterday. A lot of people are driving today early in the day, so keep that in mind, please, as you travel around. What is it Dr. Ken says? I can't afford to lose any listeners. Can't afford to lose any of you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to want you to help yourself tomorrow to our open lines to try out for a co-host as the beginning of January comes around, because everybody's thinking out on me. And by the way, excuse me, Roberta, I'm told by somebody that I feel very close to that I should not have. I was outrageously aggressive with you when you were talking about Bruce Springsteen, and I owe you an apology for being rough on you.
I didn't see you as being aggressive. I just saw you as being normally obnoxious.
Well, see, that's why it works so well with us. I didn't feel like I needed to give you an apology, and I was only doing it because...
Like you, but so, my feelings weren't hurt. I just thought you would be, you know, sometimes the moron that you are.
Oh! Now, how tough is that? Listen to that. So am I going to get an apology for that? No!
No!
Merry Christmas, you moron!
You moron! Well, you're the one who thought I sent you wee-wee pads for the dog.
Yeah, you and your wee-wee pads. Actually, what you gave me for Christmas is very useful and utilitarian, and I will be indebted to you forever. How's that? Wow. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
This New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the GEICO mobile app? The correct answer is B. The GEICO mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. GEICO's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
GEICO. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All right, so Kenny's got some Exergen Mom and Dad Knows Best tips for the cold and flu season, and they're posted Facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Twitter. What do you have, Kenny?
Bill says, go outside. Staying in the house with all the recirculated air keeps the sickness cycle going.
Yes.
Vicky says, avoid touching your eyes and nose. And Marcia says, my mother always said, stay away from people who are sick.
Very good, Mom. Good for you. Exergen's got you covered in many different ways.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas, don't know what's gonna become of him.
Okay, the reason this is funny is because Michael goes, this is my favorite Christmas carol.
In the next half hour, I'm going to have a moment or two for a visit from St. Nicholas to share with you. So hopefully you will enjoy that, the whole idea of doing it. I usually do it on Christmas Day, but actually I came out before Christmas, so that's why I'm going to do it today. I will do Yes, Virginia and all those other things I traditionally do on Christmas Day tomorrow. Right now, though, video of the day from earlier this week, or I guess it was last Friday, Kenny, and we didn't play it on the air, but it certainly is worth a rewind. This from the Muppets. Beaker, the Swedish chef, and Animal perform their own version of Carol of the Bells. This is more Animal than anybody else, I think, isn't it, Kenny? Jim Henson was nothing short of a genius. Genius, genius, genius. All right, so check that out. One of the videos of the day, past few days. I don't know. This is sort of Christmassy in a sense. You saw the story, I think it was yesterday, about J.K. Rowling is going to now be involved in producing a play that's a prequel to the Harry Potter books. Roberta is our Harry Potter expert here. So does this ruin it? Is this just about money? Or is this something that will have some significance and actually be... this woman, everything she touches seems to...
Turns into cha-ching.
Well, you know, it's funny. Exactly. I remember interviewing her when the first Harry Potter book came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting her story on how, you know, she was broke and just basically wrote the beginning of it on a napkin at a coffee house somewhere in Scotland there with her baby in the stroller next to her. And she was very down to earth. So I just think this is, I think it's a great idea, actually. Like, how did all this come about? So I don't know if Harry Potter actually will be in it. He may or may not. He may just be, you know, the whole story about Voldemort and, you know, how he killed Harry's parents.
Well, didn't she say, the thing that I wondered about is I thought at some point in the last couple of years she said this was it, we were done with this.
Right. But not
well,
the stage production.
Maybe with the Potter story in and of itself. I mean, it's not going to go forward, but nobody says it can't go backward.
How did that novel that she wrote that was released earlier this year do?
It did well.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
What was it all about?
Very well.
What was it about?
I have no idea what it was about, actually, but I know that
I think it was a murder mystery.
Yeah. It did really well, though.
So is it this about someone who's really got a great imagination, can create almost anything? I mean, think about how she created.
Think of the world. Yeah, think of the world she created. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. But does that translate? Maybe this is an individualized thing. Some people, translate well who are talented in a certain medium, and it translates to other media, and some people can't. Like, some people are good on the radio, and they're not good on television. They're not good acting. They're not good in any other thing other than being able to communicate on the radio. Some people are really good when it comes to being a framer, but they can't do finished carpentry, you know, stuff like that. A lot of people think it's all related.
That's a wild jump.
I don't know. I think that's true, though. A lot of people are good. Some people can work on Chevys, and they can't figure out what to do to make a Ford run. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Every year on Christmas Eve, my family brings out brown paper sandwich bags. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Inside are Christmas ornaments. We each give one to every person with a little speech. The rule is you must give an ornament that relates to something the person did that year. Finding the perfect ball is tough. My husband spent weeks finding Tigger, that character in Winnie the Pooh. He gave it to our bouncy little boy, Tillman, who sprang into action at the drop of a hat. The year I found a math ball was just terrific. Finding it was so much fun. It's a little desk with a math book on it. My son Sean is an algebra whiz. Once when I worked too hard, I received a small figure wrapped in audio tape. All you see is the eyes. We started this tradition over 30 years ago. Now canoes hang out with Star Trek characters and two old pine cones mingle with a replica of the Supreme Court. Every ball has a date and a memory. I need a bigger tree. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Robitussin Coffequence number 17, Unexpected Turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After the hour, Christmas Eve, Jennifer Horn is here with Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasanelli, wishing you and yours, obviously, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person, is going to talk with you in a few minutes about exercise and how it can get rid of depression in you. A lot of people are depressed at holiday time. Sad, but true.
Yeah? I wasn't until Michael just on the break put stuff in your stocking, Jen. Yeah. Well, you know what, Michael? Maybe Santa.
Maybe Santa. Maybe Santa. Maybe Santa. Santa Claus. So this is the anniversary of the publication in the New York Sentinel, which became the record. Is that now the Daily News, Roberta?
I have no idea. I think all the Daily News has always been the Daily News.
Yeah, has it really? So yeah, the New York Record doesn't exist anymore, but it did. Or the New York Sentinel existed in the first year of its existence was 1823. And this comes from the Christmas edition of the paper. The essence of this particular poem, I guess that's probably what it's best called, was written by Clement Moore. It was called A Visit from St. Nicholas when it was first published. Actually, he didn't take credit for it. It was anonymously printed in the newspaper. And it was actually, I think there have been three names for this. Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas, A Visit from St. Nicholas, and then 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. The poem was written on Christmas Eve in 1822, but didn't get published until Christmas 1823. And it happened, apparently Mr. Moore was running an errand for his wife, and he was apparently, I'm piecing together bits of this, but what I like about it is that it was all about his grandchildren. He wanted to tell a story to his grandchildren. And he did tell the story, and they were so delighted with the images of these small, the miniature sleigh and the eight tiny reindeer that they encouraged him to set it down on paper, because he just told them the story, made it up. He had never written it down. And that's how it appeared. It was Christmas 1822 when he came up with the idea. And eventually it appeared in the New York Book of Poetry in 1837. But it was first published on Christmas Eve, 1823. There are a number of things. If you look at the old Knickerbocker History and the Children's Friend books for children at that era, you would find a lot of things in there that would be very similar to what showed up in the poem, which has been around for, so what, nah, almost 200 years, right? 190 years ago. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof, as I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. I don't know that he actually made that sound, but he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had broad face and small little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Now, since then, there have been people who have tried to ruin this. And I remember when this special version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas showed up, I was full of disdain for it. But then over the years, I've kind of grown to think that it was worth something because there's a great message here. We've all heard variations on "Twas the Night Before Christmas," some of them better than others, some of them not good at all. This one is cause for us to think, and maybe you'll have a tear in your eye if you've not heard this before. "Twas the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found it to be the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, all alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for his bed? I realized the families that I saw that night owed their lives to this soldier who was willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. Don't ask for more. My life is in God's hands, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and went back to sleep. I couldn't control it. I started to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the night's cold chill. I didn't want to leave on that dark, cold night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. So, as meaning one of the things that I remember, I think this actually, the first time I remember reading this was in 2007, as we were winding down in Iraq. And I was remembering yesterday, although I didn't talk about it on the air, yesterday was the fourth anniversary of my return. Can you believe that, Roberta? It was 4 years ago when I went with those people to Iraq.
Wow. I was in Mexico when you were there.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really one of the great experiences. I've been on a lot of trips to a lot of places with a lot of people. It was one of the most fun experiences.
That was with Stephen Baldwin, right?
Stephen Baldwin, Tony Orlando, and Don. Leanne...
was that pre or after? Was that after Ed died? Or before?
No,
that was before, I think.
Before Ed died. I think Ed died 3 years ago this past summer.
Wow.
So this would have been the year before that. The people that I met, not only were people, there's some of the celebrities and the performance we gave at the USO clubs, but it was just very interesting. There were ministers who'd come along. Mary Eisenhower, whose father just died, was it yesterday? Day before, John Eisenhower, the son of President Eisenhower, she's granddaughter. She sat with me on a lot of the trip. I enjoyed her company a lot. She's a very nice lady. She had put together a group of people to create a sort of a secondary school enterprise, gathering a lot of things that went to these children. The underbelly of the 767 we flew over on, American, gave us a plane for a week. We were actually gone, I was gone for 6 days, I think, from the time I left to the time I came back, 4 days over there. And one of the things that was really wonderful about American was, and most of their pilots are military, so it made it sort of easy for them, and they were falling. We had 8 pilots on the plane, but it's because they all wanted to volunteer and go. And we went over on the 20th of December, came back on the 24th, and it was just, we went over on the 18th. Let me think if I can remember this. It was the 23rd we got back, so we would have gone over on the 17th. And it was just amazing to have the experience of giving a lot of things to the children who needed help in school. And there were also a lot of people who brought over a lot of things that that sort of comforted those who were sick and dying. So It was a great experience. Anyway, enough on that. We're going to spend a few minutes with Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, as we prepare for Christmas. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens. Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 through 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Andrea Metcalf, first of all, our job is to wish you a Merry Christmas. Give you a Happy New Year next year, but happy holidays. And there are a lot of people who want to have a holiday hot body. How do we...
Put down the pie.
Yeah. No cake, no ice cream. So what do you recommend?
Get off the sofa.
Get off the sofa. All right. Do you have... The average, by the way, has gone down a little bit as to what people are gaining. The holidays used to put 5 to 10 pounds on people. According to the stats I was looking at, 1 to 5. That's not how many years
you
spend.
Well, that's if you're fit.
Yeah, I suppose that is. Yes. Yep. So. It's okay. I know how excited you get being on this program. So what do you, I mean, other than the usual pedantic stuff, you know, you look at these things and there are, you have something you're blogging on your website, AndreaMetcalf.com, about losing weight, not having to diet. And that's all about exercise, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think you really can eat a lot of food, good food like fruits and vegetables and lean proteins. But as long as you're moving, you're going to keep that body feeling good. And let's face it, it's not just about weight. It's about your health. It's about those healthy numbers. It's about how you move and get up in the morning. It's your quality of life. And that's where we need to shift this to. What can you achieve if you lose a few pounds or if you start moving? And that's where it really gets exciting.
Well, does it happen that you might not, if you keep yourself moving, you can continue to eat and sort of party, but if you keep yourself moving at a standard or maybe an aggressive pace, chances are you wouldn't gain any weight at all, right?
Well, during the holiday season, you're exactly right, and that's where that new statistic that it's only 1 to 5 pounds comes into play. That study was based on people who are already healthy at normal body weights. Unfortunately, the people who are overweight still have that 5 to 12 pounds gain that they're fighting against because their metabolism's slower. So when they go to eat a few extra 100 calories in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, they're just going to keep putting it on. So you've got to move.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is important is your philosophy of moving is something that carries the day. And one of the things that I saw also on your website was you're encouraging people to touch their toes, to stretch out, because flexibility, when you're exercising, you need to keep the flexibility. Otherwise, if you're really exercising, like I've been doing a lot of exercising the last 4, 5, 6 months, and I could see where you could become muscle bound if you didn't stretch yourself out. Right? I mean, muscle bound isn't, some people think that that might be cool, but if you can't move your muscle, that's what really the technical definition of being muscle bound is, that your muscles get so tight that you can't move them. Right?
That's right. When we see extreme bodybuilders and people who really have huge muscle definition, in all likelihood, they have very reduced flexibility. Flexibility is all about the balance on the joint, how hard one muscle pulls on one side and how hard one muscle pulls on the other. Mm-hmm. And muscles pull two ways. They pull because we use them and they get strong, or we don't use them and they just become stagnant or tight. So the key is to stretch them out and to increase flexibility by balancing strength around the body. CrossFit does probably a pretty good job at doing it.
Yeah, I think it's been fantastic for me. I recommend it. It's a great experience. All right, Merry Christmas to you, my dear. Check out Andrea's ideas on keeping yourself in shape during the holidays at andreametcalf.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dreaming about today? Visions of sugar plums dancing in your head? Are they there? This is not what I thought we were. What are you playing here, Michael?
Sleigh Ride.
This is Sleigh Ride from TLC?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really? Crank it up.
Every now and then I get a little crazy. That's TLC.
I don't like this.
That's
terrible.
The young kids like it, Dougie.
Really? The young whippersnappers, do they?
All right, the young kids from 20 years ago like it.
This is from the movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, which was the movie of the Christmas season in 1992. As we get started with movie music, Merry Christmas, Chuck Curry. Happy to have you here with us.
And Home Alone 2, which is also being played ad nauseum on the AMC channel last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As sequels go, it's really a virtual remake of the first film.
Yeah.
I find it very enjoyable in the fact they set it in New York City makes it, I think, a very nice Christmas film. If you got 1 second, I just want to tell a story. On Sunday night, I do revivals at my local community theater. We did a revival of the 1954 Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye classic White Christmas, and we had our biggest crowd ever. 220 people showed up.
Good for you. That's neat.
And we did great. Considering the fact that I got to spend my Christmas at my mother-in-law's, this really took the sting off.
Merry Christmas, Chucker.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're laughing, because to me it's no joke.
I understand. One of those ones, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. All right. So, anyway, the contest. Let's give away a swell Christmas prize. You won't get for Christmas, but maybe I'll have it by Christmas next year. 888-302-3684. The movie in question today was the Christmas movie of the year in 1983. So, here we go with audio clue number one.
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Not necessarily the voice you think it is. 888-302-3684. If you know what it is, you win the swell prize. You got to get in. You have to hustle, though, to get in. Most of these are pretty recognizable. Here's the next audio clue.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass and a stock and a thing which tells time.
Uh-oh.
All right. That wouldn't help me. 888.
Don't flick a light pole, people.
302. Is it easy? Okay.
It's easy.
Okay. Let's see. Last clue, then.
Oh, no. It was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
All right. 888-302-3684. What's the name of that movie? Chucker has movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, Chuck, what do we have in the movie news department?
All right, Doug, first bit of news. Paramount Pictures has officially postponed the release date of Fast and Furious 7 from July 11th, 2014 to April 10th, 2015 due to the passing of actor Paul Walker. The writer's reportedly trying to figure out a way to make his character's exit tasteful, which is probably a good idea. They're taking some time to do that. So summer 2015 for Fast and the Furious 7. In other news, actress Jessica Lange signing on for a part in the remake of the 1971 James Caan film, The Gambler. It will star Mark Wahlberg. She will play his mother. Hmm. And with so many films coming out Christmas Day, Christmas week, I'm going to predict two films are going to be a big miss. 47 Ronin, Keanu Reeves, with a budget of $175 million. I got a feeling, Doug, that The Secret Life of Walter Mitty with Ben Stiller is not going to do well at all at the box office. Just too many films in the marketplace.
Chris in Arkansas. What's the name of the movie, Chris?
It's A Christmas Story.
It is A Christmas Story. You are correct. 1983.
Yay.
So you have a Merry Christmas. We'll send you a nice prize. Chucker, Merry Christmas to you
Merry
and your
Christmas.
Family. Take good care.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.